This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Teresa Clifton, Executive Director of the Central Brevard Humane Society, and her good friend Molly, a four-year-old lab?
She is lab for sure. Also probably either Rottweiler or Hound mix. Got the lab ears and body, and she's got the rotty head. So it's hard to say exactly, but she has the temperament of an angel. She is so sweet. She loves everyone.
And she's 4 years old, looking for her forever home.
She is solid black, and she's got the most beautiful brown eyes.
When people come in to adopt animals, oftentimes they have no clue. They just come in and fall in love with the first animal they see, and that doesn't always work out.
It's kind of disheartening for people who get their mindset on what they think that they want because they saw, you know, a dog on TV like Frasier, and they don't realize that that cute little dog is actually a couple of dogs. The Jack Russell Terrier is really a very active, did I say active? Active dog in nature. And even an older one is still very hyper, very active, and they require a lot of attention. So they are best to a home that has very active lifestyles. When going to adopt, if you are not sure what it is you're looking for, they will pick you. Or if you know what you're looking for, make sure you've done your homework, pull it up online, and they give you the basic personality and traits of animals. Like Molly here, she's very strong, and she's a very active dog. She needs to be in a family that has small people who are very active to keep her busy because she loves the attention. And she'll chase a ball long after the adults are worn out, but the kids are not. So she would make a great home for that. And you can pull her tail or her ears. You can roll on her. And she's like, okay, whatever. She'll shake you off. But people who watch a lot of TV and see an animal on there and think that that's the dog for me, they don't realize the amount of training that it takes to go into it. Taking it home to be part of your family, so to speak, you need to understand what it likes because you want it to fit in your family. And if you're a couch potato and you're really looking for a dog that'll hang on the couch and watch the Sunday, you know, games with you, you really don't want a Jack Russell Terrier. So it is the lifestyle that makes the difference, and people just don't think about it.
These animals have been bred for a task, and the herding animals, the shepherds, the terriers are hunting dogs. So if you work 8 hours a day and you're pet is going to be put in a kennel for 8 hours, you have to take that into consideration when you choose the breed.
Absolutely. And just like people, they let you know when they're not happy. Those that don't respond that way, it's because, well, they were perfectly fine. You know, there are couch potato dogs, believe it or not, just like people. But if you get the right match, they fit in your lifestyle perfectly. And then you have yourself a new forever friend. And as long as you feed them and give them love and attention, they will literally love you until they die. And they are the most loyal creatures. And they will protect you. They will comfort you. And you will not be alone if you adopt, particularly a dog that fits your lifestyle.
And we want to remind everyone that it is puppy and kitten season, so it's very, very important that you spay and neuter your pets. If you'd like to find out more about the Central Brevard Humane Society, I know they have a wish list. They accept donations. They also have volunteers that work there. You do have a website where you can find out how to get involved or how to find a pet.
BrevardHumaneSociety.org.